If you haven't heard, the Daily Wire's new sports show, Crane and Company, is already charting at number 3 on the podcast charts, and with good reason. It's a daily sports show hosted by former athletes and coaches, Jake Crane, Blake Crane, and David Cohen, and they are bringing you expert commentary on all the sports you love. But it gets even better. This sports show, believe it or not, is actually about sports. It doesn't bow to mobs, nor does it bring woke nonsense to the table, because these guys seem to know something ESPN doesn't. You don't watch sports for the virtue signaling. You watch it to observe masters of a craft at work, to grip the edge of your chair through the Hail Marys, and ultimately, to be entertained. That's what this show is about. Here's what people are saying about it. Chris on Apple says, excellent coverage by knowledgeable people with firsthand knowledge. This is exactly what a serious sports fan wants, because it's poignant and brings us nothing but the facts. All the facts, none of the woke crap. Thank you, Ben, Jeremy, and the Daily Wire. 5 stars. Nick on Apple says, I'm a Daily Wire member and a sports fan. Listen to the first episode on DW and already love it. Immediately added to my podcast rotation. This podcast is so full of energy, it is awesome. David on YouTube says, been a DW subscriber for a couple years. I feel like this show will quickly become one of my favorites. I love it. I love it too, because here's the thing. I'm a huge sports fan, but years ago, I stopped subscribing to Sports Illustrated because of all the leftist politics. I used to watch ESPN. No longer too much leftist politics. I just wanted the sports. And here's the thing. Crane and Company is just the sports all the time. When you tune in to Crane and Company, you'll be getting in-depth sports analysis, informative interviews, predictions, and wagers, and constant live chat engagement with fans. Go listen on Apple or anywhere you get your podcasts around 4 p.m. today and every day. And be sure to give them a 5-star review right now. ESPN won't like it, but we sure do.